TCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, just before we get to our topic today, I'd like to share with you a rather urgent prayer request. Last Thursday, Dr. Gary Frazier was our guest here on Crosstalk. We were dealing with the topic faith versus fear. What does the future hold? We're talking about the coronavirus and we're talking about many of the things going on in our society today. Well, on Saturday, I learned that just not too many hours after that interview, Dr. Frazier had a heart attack, and we praise the Lord that he survived. On Friday, though, he did have a heart catheterization, found almost complete blockage on both the right and left side, and this morning, he was scheduled for bypass surgery. He texted me over the weekend just saying he was resting in Christ, ready for whatever God had for him. But it was his desire to be a witness for Jesus. So we just ask that you keep Dr. Frazier in your prayers as you go throughout the day. And Lord willing, we'll have a report soon and trust that he will have a speedy recovery. But keep Dr. Gary Frazier in your prayers. Well, folks, today Islam is making its mark on the political scene in a greater way than ever before. For the first time in the history of the Democratic National Convention, it's that the DNC had sanctioned a gathering of Muslim delegates and was recognized as an official program event. One of the speakers at this Muslim Delegates and Allies Assembly was Linda Sarsour, who has taken flak from the Biden campaign for her participation, while it's reported that quietly now the Biden camp has been apologizing. But who exactly is Linda Sarsour? What does she stand for? Why was her participation controversial to the Biden campaign while the DNC has used her photo in the March for Women for promotional events? Well, addressing this and some other issues today, we'd like to welcome to our studio Usama Daktok. Usama is the founder of the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. He's a speaker on the daily radio broadcast revealing the truth about Islam. He does speak fluent Arabic. He's translated the Quran into English. The author of several books, including Exposing the Truth About the Quran and the newly released Exposing the Truth About Jihad, another volume soon to come out in that as well. Brother Usama, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Brother Jim. It's always my joy to be with you and all our wonderful audience.
So we're going to get to Linda Sarsour here in just a little bit, but sure. I'd first like you to address some of the other current issues that are going on. Mm-hmm. Just a week ago Sunday, we saw the shooting take place in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We addressed this last week. The shooting of Jacob Blake. There was a press conference, though, that was held this last week, and Breaking Israel News reported that his father, Jacob Blake Sr., read a portion from the Quran. Are you familiar with this and from that first chapter that talks about guiding us to the straight way?
Sure. It is a Muslim prayer which Muslims repeat all over the world. If they pray five times a day, they will repeat that chapter, chapter 1, 6 verses, 17 times. Verses 5 and 6 are very, very important, and I wish the American people know exactly what Allah said and what He meant by what He said. It said, guide us to the straight way. Now, what is the straight way? All Muslim scholars are in agreement. That is Islam. The way of those whom we have graced, whom Allah here is speaking of, is speaking of the Muslims. Not the way of those whom your wrath or your anger is against. And who are these? They are the Jews. Nor the lost ones. And who are the lost ones? These are the Christians. And I'm wondering, why in the world, here in America, we do not understand why Muslims hate the Jews, hate the Christians, hate Israel, and hate America. It is because it is founded in their belief, in their daily prayer. As little children learn how to pray, here in America we teach, you know, to hold your hand, close your eyes, and say, thank you, Jesus. In Islam, they teach them, you lift up your heart to Allah and pray, and beg Him never to be a Jew, because the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah is against all the Jews, and never to be a Christian, because all the Christians are lost. And Jews and Christians, according to that chapter, will spend the eternity in hell. For all those whom the wrath of Allah is against are those who will abound in hell forever, and all the lost ones also will spend the eternity in hell. And that's why we see the hatred of Muslims to all non-Muslim Jews and Christians specifically.
Now, many will say this is more a prayer of peace. It's a prayer of healing to take place. They call it a healing prayer.
Well, that's how Mr. Jacob's dad represents that prayer. He is praying. I doubt that that father knows what he's talking about. 90% or so of the Muslim people repeat this word without having a clue what is behind it. And that is the great deception of Islam.
Let's head over to Detroit, Michigan. Fox 2, they're reporting August 20th that after years of roadblocks, ground was finally broken on a mosque in Sterling Heights. According to Jihad Watch, this is a mega mosque. It will be in a residential area. There's been resistance that has come, but the resistance has been coming from Iraqi Christian refugees who know from bitter experience what a mosque in their neighborhood means for non-Muslims. Their concerns were just brushed away as Islamophobia. What does a mosque in a neighborhood like that represent?
Why not we just read what the Muslims said themselves? As a matter of fact, if we go to the Holy Land Foundation trial, and we learn about why Muslims would love to build Islamic center in every city in America, in their own handwritings. Brother Jim, this is a document found is used in a court case in Texas. It's not like a hearsay, we're making up the story. These are the handwriting of Ahmed Akram, written since 1987, and was rewritten with another meeting 1991, 10 years before September 11. And in this document, which has the topic of it, is the long-term strategic goal for Muslim Brotherhood in America. When we talk about Muslim Brotherhood in America, I'm talking about Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden. I'm talking about Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. I'm talking about all these leaders of Islam, the one we are killing overseas. Here, the Muslim Brotherhood in America, they told us in that document that they will build this Islamic center in America to be used in the future to launch attack as Muslims will be destroying America from within by their hands and by the hand of the infidels. Obviously, these are the liberals, Americans, who do not know what they're doing. They're supporting the Muslims. They love the Muslims. They're giving America to the Muslims, thinking, hey, they're helping another group of faith like Jews and Christians and Muslims. No, their own handwriting will condemn them, which that's, by the way, the only way, Brother Jim, we can stop the building of mosques in America. As a matter of fact, if we examine Islam and study why they're building this mosque in America, it is illegal for Muslim to build a mosque in America. But sadly, I have seen so many cases in the past where the people of America fight it. Obviously, few, not too many knows about what we're talking about here. And they give the ridiculous reasons why we should not build the mosque.
Too much traffic.
Oh, there's no room for all the cars.
Yeah.
We do not know where the money coming from. Or these people have some tie with radical Muslims. As if Islam itself is okay. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Maybe our legislators, maybe the American people need to read the Quran so they know what Islam is, because they, the Muslim, have no right to exist in America because there is no freedom of religion in Islam. If the Quran teach for Muslims to kill their own if they leave Islam, it's called the war, the killing of apostasy. And the same Quran which teaches to kill the Muslim leave Islam also teach to kill the Americans in the future who will reject Islam. That make Islam have no tie whatsoever to any freedom of religion. And we should never allow Muslims to practice Islam in America, not just to build a mosque, not to exist in America. But sadly, once again, American people do not know anything about Islam, the Quran, Allah's word, the saying of Muhammad, the Hadith. And here we go, another victory for the Muslims. The mega mosque will be built, not just this one. There are hundreds yet to come.
Another recent issue, some years ago, a Muslim convert was convicted for plotting to behead Pamela Geller. Pamela Geller has been warning, like you, about the truth about Islam in that regard. And so he threatened to behead her, but serving time in prison. But now, for fear of receiving the coronavirus, officials have released him from jail. Your response to this?
Hey, if that's the case, we should not have one person in jail. Because any person who's sitting right now, Joel, could have coronavirus. Mm-hmm. All it takes is one person give it to some other. Why don't we just close the prison system in America and let all of them go free?
Some are advocating for that.
Sure, why not? This is showing you that we are heading towards the destruction of America. This gentleman should never be out of jail. Never. As a matter of fact, I will not be surprised if not him, some of his disciples will be doing exactly what he said he's going to do. These are not words, Brother Jim. We got people beheaded all over the West. In Europe, and here in America, and Northern Canada. And the day has come, we're going to see this reality all over America.
Usama Dakdak, our guest today, speaking of jail, just this past Saturday, the Council on American Islamic Relations, they sent out a press release celebrating a decision by the Waukesha County Jail, Waukesha, Wisconsin, that's going to offer more Qurans along with access to other religious text. And the jail's getting into this new contract with a new food service provider to provide halal meals.
Well, here you go, Brother Jim. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, a Muslim Brotherhood. How do we know that? From the same document which I mentioned earlier, from the Holy Land Foundation trial, we know that these are Muslim Brotherhood. They know that the country of Egypt and the country of Emirates, both of them are begging Mr. Trump to acknowledge Brotherhood as a jihadi organization, and he could not do it. I'm talking about two Muslim countries overseas, and he could not do it because if he did, then the Democrats and the liberals of America will rise against Mr. Trump. They are doing everything they can to take over America, and they are one of the 30 jihadi organizations which are listed in this document of the strategic goal, the long strategic goal for Muslim Brotherhood in America. They are jihadi. We're fighting overseas, and at the same time, we give them America. Now, in our prison system, we have in our ministry, the Straightway Police Ministry, a deal that if somebody in our prison system would like to get our Quran, the only accurate English translation of the Quran, the Genius Quran, they can have it. Well, recently, we sent this Quran to these prisons, and the chaplains in these prisons send them back to us. Why? Because they said these are hateful books.
Mm.
So, CARE can bring the hogwash Quran, Yusuf Ali and others, and give to the inmate in our prison system. But we, the Christian ministry, with the true accurate Quran, cannot give to the same prisons, the inmate in our prisons. You tell me, what's wrong with the story?
Yeah, wow. Usama, we know that there's many, many acts of anarchy going on across our nation right now, overthrowing communities and so forth, the monuments coming down. And a lot of this has been perpetrated by the Black Lives Matter activists, the movement. I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about a movement. What's the agenda that's behind it? Why are there so many Muslims that are backing the agenda of Black Lives Matter?
Plenty of reasons. We can talk about that for a whole hour, sure. But it's very simple. Because they're taking advantage of the ignorance of the black people in America who do not know anything about Islam. I was shocked 28 years ago when I went to the prison myself to do some ministry with Brother Art in Florida and different states around, close the nearest state to us, Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi. And I was shocked to find that there are black people in the prison system in America who are Muslims. And they told me that the Christianity is the religion of the white folks and Islam is the religion of the black folks.
Hmm.
I could not believe it because, Brother Jim, if you attend my seminar about slavery in Islam, and we have it as radio broadcast, I believe, and you listen to what the Quran teaches about black, it will make you cry blood, not water. And literally, Islam teaches black is they are made by Allah automatically to be slaves. The word we use in the Arabic language for black is the word abd. It's the same word for the word slaves. So in reality, Islam is anything but have any respect or love for black people. Muhammad gives the order. If somebody call Muhammad black, you must kill him. Muhammad hates the black. Even black dogs, for heaven's sake, Muhammad and his followers orders the killing of all black dogs.
Hmm.
Why is that? Because black is evil and white is good. But here in America, we got it backwards.
Wow. Usama Dakdak is with us here today, friends. And after the break, we're going to get to that Muslim delegates and allies who came together at the DNC. What went on? And you'll hear some of the clips from Linda Sarsour at that event. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, the age-old question, is it true that man evolved from the apes?
No, it is not, Chris. Humans were created separately. The animals, including the apes, were created after their kind, but humans were created in the image of God. Man is not related to the animals. But according to evolution, we are descended from the animals. It used to be thought that a rodent, a rat-like animal, was the common ancestor of all the mammals, but a recent study showed that the closest living relative of the common ancestor is the aardvark. How about that? We came from an aardvark. Chris, isn't it about time we recognize the evolutionary view as abject foolishness? Isn't it time we go back to Genesis and get it right?
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
This is Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America. Usama Dakdak is our guest today. He's founder of the Straightway of Grace Ministry. Their website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org, where you'll find many, many resources available there, both books as well as recordings, DVDs, etc. Well, for the first time in the history of the DNC, Muslim delegates and allies, they came together for an official program event for the DNC. First time recognized as a program event. This is the very first gathering of Muslim delegates sanctioned by the DNC. We understand that some years ago when they gathered at their on their own at the DNC in Denver, they reported that they had 30 or so national delegates. Well, at that convention, one made a comment that how about having a goal of 100 Muslim delegates by 2020? But as they announced, as this unfolded at this convention, they had over 200 Muslim delegates. And Usama, this is something you've talked about. It's going to continue to grow.
And the 200 will be 500, and the 500 will be 1,000, and the number will continue to grow. We talked about that a few years ago, Brother Jim, in this office here.
Well, Al Durrani was the DNC committee and co-chair. He opened with the pledge, and we played this about a week and a half ago or so on Crosstalk, but he left off the words under God. Let's listen in to the pledge as he started this official program event.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Why would they leave off the words under God?
Well, you don't want to upset the Democrat Party, who do not want to have God. And you know what, Brother Jim, I think it always goes like this. First, turn off the light, so the bugs and the roaches grow in the house. You have to get rid of God so you can, in the near future, replace him by Allah. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised, because it used to be Muslim would tell you Allah is God and God is Allah. And I said that in this studio and in many programs I recorded here before, that Muslim will use God for a few years and then automatically it will switch from God to Allah. Now here's a Muslim, they don't want to talk about God because the Democrat Party do not want to have God, so they're making the Democrat Party happy. At the same time, why not? We're just few years without God, and then we're going to put Allah, and everybody will be happy.
They had a number of speakers. We can't go through them all. This was quite an extensive lineup, but Keith Ellison spoke, Attorney General from Minnesota. They had a recording by Joe Biden there, who was saying, I am going to lift the Muslim ban on day one in office. There was Representative Andre Carson, Rashida Tlaib, several various senators like Sharif Street, Sheikh Rahman, Dr. Saud Anwar, a rep from CARE spoke, and others. But there's one in particular we want to mention, Linda Sarsour, the executive director of Empower Change. Before we air a few clips from her, what can you tell us about Linda Sarsour?
Well, to know Linda Sarsour, it's very simple. Just get to know her spiritual the leader who put her in that position. I believe she is used by the spiritual leader, which is Siraj Wahaj. Siraj Wahaj is a very Muslim believer, a jihadi, and here in America we call him extremist. And to know Linda and Siraj Wahaj is to know Islam. The problem in America is we do not know what Linda really believes. We just hear what she says, and once in a while she makes this controversial speak, words here, words there, but the reality is she is a Muslim believer without any apology, as she said it in her own words.
Well, let's hear just a few of the clips. We don't have time to air her full address that she gave at this DNC event, but here's one, and then we're going to have Usama comment.
The Democratic Party has evolved, but has much more work to do, particularly as it engaged with Muslim Americans. As Ndidi said, we are not a monolithic community, and we are also not a community that only cares about one or two or three issues.
Usama.
Yes, the Democratic Party has evolved, and it will continue to evolve, and it's completely taken by the Muslim Party of America. We saw this already happening in Canada, and it's coming to a city near us. And there's lots of work need to be done. Yes, indeed. Maybe when they have more Muslim openly running Sharia in our country, that is the final evolution the Muslim looking for through the Democrat Party of America.
Here's more of what she had to say.
The Democratic Party needs to also ensure that we also have roles to play in the larger Democratic Party at a high level, and that we are represented in the conversations that are happening, both in these conversations that we are having today, but also on the main stage, so that the American public can understand that we are parcel to the fabric of the United States of America. What's also very important is to understand that the Democratic Party must treat us like a very important voter bloc.
Here we go, higher level. We need to take it all the way from the top to the bottom. We are very, you need to treat us different. We have to treat us with a very respectful way, very special way that you just give us America. If you give us America, we'll help you, Democrat Party, to take over and this country to always have the power. You know what, Brother Jim? The Democrats are using the Muslims to gain power in this country. But the reality is backwards. The Muslims are using the Democrat as useful agents to take over America. Without the Democrat Party, Muslims could not have a voice in America. And it is backwards. It's going to fire backwards to the point that the American people will regret to have the Democrat Party welcoming these Muslims. I'm not. Linda Fasul is a Muslim jihadi lady. She's not a moderate lady as Muslim, as some may claim. Her own words, her own speeches in the last few years speak loud. If people are interested to know who is Linda Sarsour, just check her out online. Watch her videos. And she is not apologizing about anything she said. And now she said they need to have a higher level, more positions in the Democrat Party. Yes, indeed.
Here's one more clip.
The Democratic Party is not perfect, but it is absolutely our party in this moment. When we look at the Republican Party, that really has developed into a party that has promoted fascism and that has continued to erect in a president who has shown bigotry, not just towards Muslim Americans, but Jewish Americans, immigrant communities, anti-women, anti-LGBTQIA communities. And so I am here to say that I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking to defeat fascism, and I hope our Muslim American community understands how important this election is. And after 2021 starts, I promise you I will be the one to help hold Joe Biden and Kamala Harris accountable to our community.
Wow. What a powerful talk here. First of all, she is telling us that, I don't know where to start, Brother Jim. There's so much here. But the Republican Party has changed because we got Donald Trump. She believes that the Democrat Party is a Muslim party, which is true. I know for a fact, not one Muslim in America will vote Republican. Before we even get to have Mr. Trump to do what he's saying, the change in the Republican Party is some of the people will start speaking without political correctness, that, like Mr. Trump and people under him. But the Democrat Party are, as we said earlier, they are evolving. They are moving towards allowing Muslims to take high position in our government. She accused Mr. Trump to be anti-Muslim, anti-Jew, and she named the
fascist.
The fascist. I'm going to talk about fascism in a minute here. But I do not believe there's any literally conservative or Orthodox Jew in America will see a better president in the history of America to the Jewish nation and to the Jewish people, to Israel, like Mr. Trump. Not one. You cannot find me another name in America. But why she's doing that? Because that's the propaganda the Democrats are trying to spread all over this country. That Trump is not good. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Democratic Party in their convention this year, it was about one thing. Trump is not good. They have no option but say Trump is not good. But in reality, he is good. Now, when I hear the word fascism, I don't know. Can you tell me, Brother Jim, what does the word fascism mean in English?
As we just look it up here in the dictionary, fascism is a governmental system led by a dictator, having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism, regimenting all industry, commerce, etc., and emphasizing an aggressive nationalism and often racism.
Did you read to me about Islam or communism?
That's the definition of fascism, which Linda Sarsour is accusing of the president.
That is exactly word for word what Islam is all about. We can talk about that for another hour. Because I can assure you, from the words of Allah in the Quran, and from the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, the foundation of Islam is built on fascism. As I believe, fascism started by somebody read the Quran and he decided to move it in a political arena. Islam is fascism and fascism is Islam. And I love it how in America, Muslims always reject what is in the religion as if the religion has something else or the opposite of what they're saying. I'm sorry to tell Linda Sarsour and to the Muslims of America, maybe American people need to read the Quran and learn about Muhammad to know that fascism is Islam, no more or less than Islam.
Usama Dakak with us here today. Now, evidently, it's being reported here that there was a backlash from the Biden campaign coming against her. And then she appeared on a radio broadcast with Roland Martin. And it's very interesting because the Biden campaign, in essence, denounced her and trying to distance them from her. And then she took to the airwaves in that regard. Let's listen to one of those clips. This is with being interviewed by Roland Martin.
Thank you so much, Roland, for having me here today. What's really interesting about this particular controversy that I'm in, Roland, and you followed many of my controversies, is that it was unprovoked. Nothing actually happened. Was I a former surrogate for the Bernie Sanders campaign, I am an official delegate to the DNC. I am a delegate from the great state of New York. There was a Muslim delegates assembly, which means that all Muslim delegates are invited to it. I was asked by Muslim leaders and delegates at this event to speak, and one of the reasons why I was invited to speak is because to give legitimacy and credibility to the position that I hold, which many Muslim Americans and Arab Americans hold. There is not much enthusiasm in our community around Joe Biden, but as you know, I have been putting forth this framework that Joe Biden is the best opponent for us to have in the White House and that we cannot defeat fascism. We have to defeat fascism, which is why I'm going to put my vote on Joe Biden.
Well, here we go, Brother Jim. She believes that Joe Biden is the savior of the Muslim in America, and I believe he will help the Muslim more than anybody else, more than even Obama himself in his 8 years. She is officially was sent from the delegate for the Muslim assembly to speak in this party, and I have no idea how in the world the Democrat Party will back off from this. Brother Jim, this has been the normal. The Democrat Party will do something, and then they take it out, and they apologize about it, and life move on. It doesn't matter who's doing these mistakes. If this was something in the Republican Party, it will go forever.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, this subject is this. The controversy over what she is presenting as a Muslim believer is white over. It's going to go goodbye, and we'll forgiveness will be there, and no big deal. But if you have listened to her speeches in the past, as we're going to play some of it today, she is not an easy Muslim. She's a true Muslim believer. She should not be anywhere near any politicians. And I'm not going to be surprised if Joe Biden won, she will be working in the White House.
You really think that?
I believe so. We got Dalia Mujahid, who they changed her name under Obama for 8 years by saying Dalia Mujahid, changed the J to G to sound like have nothing to do with jihad. Dalia Mujahid prayed in the White House 5 times a day, according to her own words. We got her sound bites. She is bragging to the Muslims of Egypt that Muslims have freedom in America, Muslims pray in the Congress, and she pray 5 times a day in the White House. Why not Linda Sarsour? What difference does it make? Another Muslim believer in the White House.
Usama Dakak, our guest today, as we see Muslims actively engaged in a political convention and officially recognized on the program of the DNC. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and hear just a few more clips, as well as Linda Sarsour talking about the aspect of not assimilating. We're not here to assimilate. And folks, that makes a huge difference when you understand what the true nature of Islam really is. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
Imagine if you could change society's stance on abortion.
How do you feel about the issue of abortion?
I think in some situations it can be necessary.
So have you just changed your mind about abortion?
Yeah.
Would you have a vote for someone who is for the killing of children in the womb?
No.
I believe in someone's right to choose.
Are you going to change your stance on it?
Yeah, it's definitely making me think, yeah.
What was the compelling question to change people's minds on abortion? From Ray Comfort comes the DVD 180.
180.
Featuring street interviews in which people who were pro-abortion changed 180 degrees to pro-life. 180 is available for a donation to VCY of just $5. 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25. Call 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the DVD 180. 1-800-729-9829.
Usama Dakot with us in studio today discussing the active engagement of and by Muslims in the political convention. And Linda Sarsour was one of those that participated in this event before the DNC. It was the Muslim Delegates and Allies Assembly. And after she spoke, I mean, the headlines were coming through about her being thrown under the bus by the Biden campaign in all of this. Usama Dakot.
And the reason is, Brother Jim, so many of the Jewish Democrats got upset. And Biden does not want to lose a vote of the Jewish people. That's why we see this apology, which is just cheap lip service.
Well, and that's what's being said, that this apology is coming, you know, it's being done quietly. Where it's here, Biden camp apologizes privately for throwing anti-Semite Linda Sarsour under the bus. That's the quote from Jihad Watch.
I believe Brother Jim, he did a big mistake. He should not ever even spoke to the million Muslim because they're going to vote for him anyway. By speaking to the million Muslim voters, he makes them feel good, but he lost a lot of other people's votes. There are plenty of Democrats who does not like Linda Sarsour or what she stands for or Muslim in general. He put himself in hot water for no reason. It was a foolish decision to talk to the Muslims or to bring her to the convention.
Well, evidently, individuals within the Biden camp did speak against her. And so because of this backlash she received, she is speaking out now on the Roland Martin program. Here's another clip.
Oh, I am a credentialed DNC delegate. I was formally invited to speak on this Muslim assembly. I didn't protest. And in fact, Roland, the actual entire assembly situation is actually a video on the DNC website, and you can watch it. And in fact, you would laugh because you know me very well. I was actually quite bland and out of character. I didn't even mention Israel. I didn't say BDS. I didn't say anything. I didn't talk about Palestine. All I said was the Muslim Americans are swing voters. We are not a monolithic community. We are people who care about more than just national security and Palestine and Israel and foreign policy. We are actually a community that cares about healthcare and education and infrastructure and jobs and the economy. And that is really it. I was so out of character.
She was lying, Brother Jim. You know what? So out of character. I did not tell the Democrat the real person, who am I? She's telling you will laugh. Literally, if you hear what I said, you'll laugh because she did not talk about Israel. If you take the hatred which Linda Sarsour had against Israel and the Jew, and America, by the way, there's nothing left in her book. So she was deceiving the Democrat in this convention in her 4-minute speech. And even though, because obviously other people know the real Linda Sarsour, Jewish and others, those who complained to Joe Biden, that's why he did what he did by separating himself from her and then apologizing to her and back and forth this comedy of Democrats in America.
And here I am, you know, not ignoring national politics, really putting my mind on something that I believe deeply in, which is to get justice for Breonna Taylor. And here goes the Joe Biden campaign throwing the most prominent Muslim American organizer under the bus. Not only am I the most prominent Muslim organizer in America, I'm also the leader and the co-founder of the My Muslim Vote campaign that is stationed in 6 states right now that Joe Biden needs to win in November. And I don't even know what to say. A white spokesperson, Roland Martin, was coward to the right-wing media, coward to the Republicans, literally. The original drama came from Borgen, who you know is a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. He's the one that was like Linda speaking at the DNC. And immediately the Biden campaign cowered to the right wing and went to answer. And when they disavow my views, which is what they said they condemned my views, not from what I said at the DNC, just in general. That means they condemn the views of 99.9% of the communities that I come from who hold the exact views that I have.
Linda Sarsour with Roland Martin.
Well, Brother Jim, here we go. I'm glad that she's telling the American people that what she believes, what she stands for, go for the rest of the 99.9 of the Muslims who live in America. That is literally over a million vote for Mr. Joe Biden. And the reality is this. There is no difference between her and any other Muslims because, as I said earlier, they're all Democrats. They're all going to vote for Joe Biden. She is a star. She is the best thing he got for six states. And I promise you, in the 2024, she'll be the star for 25 states. And soon, the Muslim will be the star for the Democrat Party in the United States of America. They're growing. And she's not making this up. She's not buffing herself. She's really right now being very humble lady, and she's telling the truth. And what she believes, Brother Jim, is exactly what every other Muslim in America believes.
Let's go back to Roland Martin here.
When your critics call you anti-Semitic, when they say you're racist, when they say you're a bigot, when they say you hate Israel, how do you respond?
My track record, Roland, is very clear. I have been working with Jewish American communities for the last two decades. They all have come out. Many of them have come out in solidarity each time that I've been attacked for being anti-Semitic. The bottom line is what I am is a Palestinian American. What I am is someone who challenges the narrative around the state of Israel. I am someone, Roland, who is going to be unapologetic about who I am, just as Roland is unapologetically black. I do not have to change who I am, change my views to appease anyone. And I don't actually require anybody else to do the same. So when I'm being called anti-Semitic, it's actually quite antithetical to everything that I am. And you know me very well. I'm a person where there is an injustice, that is where I am. I have raised money for desecrated Jewish cemeteries. I have stood in solidarity with Jewish communities. I have organized, you know, in solidarity with black people, with undocumented people, with LGBTQIA people. Wherever there is a fight, Roland, that is where I am. So you cannot claim something that does not match my character, does not match my work, my track record, literally my everyday. And everyone who knows me, Roland, knows exactly who I am and what I stand for. And I'm not going to cower.
Roland Martin, unfiltered. Go ahead.
Brother Jim, she's claiming in this segment here that she is for the Jewish people. She actually saved a cemetery which has been desecrated by the Muslims by collecting some money to help the Jewish people. By the way, none of the Jewish, Orthodox Jewish, will ever stand up with Linda Sarsour. They do not like her. Maybe Democrat Jewish. Those who vote for Obama, not once but twice, before and after he throws them under the bus as a country. The Democrat Jewish of America, they're anti-Yahweh. They're anti-Israel. And those are the people who love to stand up with Linda Sarsour. But in reality, she is telling us everything which goes against Islam. She said she's standing with the Jews. She's standing with the gay and lesbian. She's standing for Black Lives Matter. She's standing for this and for that. But if we examine Islam, we find that she is practicing Taqiyya. She's pretending to be a friend of everybody in America for the hope that she will deceive everybody in America until they help her to take over America. That is exactly. How can be she standing for the Jew when Allah said, do not take the Jews and Christians for friends? How can she stand for the Jew when Muhammad said that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims kill the last Jew? Not kill some of the Jew, the last one, even the rock. And the tree will cry out, Muhammad said, there is a Jew hiding behind me, O Muslim faithful, O Muslim believer, come and behead him. She knows Islam very well. She is a Muslim jihadi, for heaven's sake. And she tells us here that she have a good record, solid record, so standing in solidarity with the Jews in America, maybe with the Democrat Jews in America who hate Israel, once again, who hate America. That is the reality of who Linda Sarsour and what she's standing for.
Again, reading from Jihad Watch, top aides to presidential candidate Joe Biden have apologized to Arab and Muslim Democrats over an attack on Palestinian-American activist Linda Sarsour by the campaign in an effort to quell anger over the controversy. In a private call with dozens of prominent activists, Ashley Allison, National Coalition's director of the Biden campaign, said she was sorry for the comments that a campaign spokesman made against Sarsour. For the sake of time, we need to jump to another clip, but this is Linda Sarsour talking about the matter of we're not here to assimilate.
Sure.
And this is very important for us to understand the basis from which she comes.
I want us as Muslims, in particular, those of us who are children of immigrants or immigrants ourselves. Patriotism in your home country is different than patriotism in these United States of America. In this country, in the land of freedom of speech, in the land of democracy, dissent is the highest form of patriotism.
There was a man who once asked our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, what is the best form of jihad or struggle? And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, a word of truth in front of a tyrant ruler or leader, that is the best form of jihad. And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House. Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. Our obligation is to our young people, is to our women, and make sure our women are protected in our community. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah. We are never to cower to the powers that be. We are never to give up any part of our identity so somebody else can open a door for us. If a door doesn't open, guess what we do? We build a new door and walk through our own door, because we have that right in this country to also open opportunities for us and other communities.
Linda Sarsour.
Yes, she was speaking in this meeting to raise funds for Hamas. And if you do not know who is Hamas, it is a Muslim jihadi of God, of the Palestinians, who are doing everything they can to kill the Jewish people, Israeli. That's why many of the Orthodox Jews, the real Jewish people in America, do not like Linda Sarsour. She's talking about jihad. I'm sorry, I have never heard that statement about jihad by Linda Sarsour concerning Prophet Muhammad, as much as I have read hundreds of books written about jihad. I don't know where does he come up with this jihad is to speak a word of truth against Mr. Trump. Mm-hmm. That is a jihad. No, jihad in Islam is to kill an infidel. And Muhammad preferred, as well as his first successor, Abu Bakr Siddiq, they preferred the beheading and the killing of the Jews and the Christians, not others who worship idols and whatever. So this is his propaganda. Brother Jim, when you hear somebody talk like this, here's the truth. She is not going to assimilate with us. Muslims will never assimilate with us. And remember now, this is not just Linda Sarsour's views. That's 99.9% of the Muslims in America. They believe that they do not have to do anything to be part of us, but they will have to do little things, protecting the community. When Linda Sarsour said our first priority is to protect community, it's not talking about American community. It's about the Muslim community, or we call it in Arabic, al-umma al-islamiyya, Muslim nation, the Muslim world, the state of Islam, not just in Palestine because she's a Palestinian, but the Muslims in planet Earth, including Muslim in America, of course. It is clear she is not an American, and she does not fit to be in America. If you don't assimilate with us, I'm not sure how can you fit in our culture, in our life here in America.
Usama Daktak with us. Her phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Your question or brief comment. Linda Sarsour was quoted in Oracle magazine October 12, 2017, saying, when I show up for a movement, I'm Palestinian, I'm Muslim, I'm American, I'm a mother. That promotes intersectionality. When we're organized, intersectionality, when the environmental justice folks, the black civil rights folks, the Black Lives Matter people, the undocumented people, the LGBTQI people are at the table. When we're all at the same table, people united will never be defeated. A movement should make people uncomfortable, even for the people organizing it. While she said she doesn't mean that everything has to be an act of civil disobedience, if a movement is uncomfortable at times, then it's not a movement.
That is the unity. Brother Jim, she's looking for to accomplish in America, and we've got so much to talk about that, maybe after the break.
I'll tell you what, we'll pick up some calls here in 60 seconds. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. There appears to be an economic collapse happening globally. There appears to be geopolitical issues occurring globally that are not good. There is the rattling of sabers with Russia and China. So much that is happening. What is next? Perhaps what we need to be prepared for next is a complete and total collapse of evangelicalism as we know it. Satan's goal is to destroy the church. Thankfully, we know the gates of hell will not prevail. But sadly, recent news stories reveal to us that, once again, not all is as it seems in the evangelical world when it comes to the standards being followed or not followed by evangelical leaders. Don't be shocked in the coming years as more comes out about evangelical leaders. Satan desires for many to turn against the church and then to use those who have failed as a standard to say all Christians are frauds and then bring the persecution. Are you ready for persecution?
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Usama Dakdak, our guest. Just before we pick up the phone call, Usama, I know that break interrupted your thought there for a
That's
moment.
That's okay. Muslims in America have no problem to unite with anybody and everybody to use them to bring the strengths for Muslims to take over America. I'm surprised that Linda Sassoor is willing to work with the gay and lesbian. But if we study the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, he ordered the Muslim believers to kill gay and lesbian. But here in America, they hug them and they kiss them and they call them brothers and sisters. The reality is, this is nothing but the deception of Allah, the best deceiver, and sadly Muslims carry it all over America.
Let's go to Brad West Dallas. Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, brothers. Couple quick questions. Usama, in chapter 3356 of the Quran, Allah is praying. What is the word for pray in that verse?
I do not know the verse by heart, but the word.
It says that Allah and the angels pray over Muhammad.
I know the verse. Surely Allah and his angels pray on Muhammad, and Allah asking the Muslim believers in that verse to also pray on Muhammad. The word pray is Salah. It is the same word we use in English for prayers.
Could you spell it, please?
Yusalli, yeh, sad, lam, yeh. That's in Arabic. If you want to say it phonetically, Y-A-S-L-E-Y, Yusalli.
Okay. And that word that, that word that you gave earlier for black and slave was abd?
And the word abd is a word we use in the Muslim world for slave or for black.
And that's spelled how?
A-B-D, abd.
Oh, okay, that's easy enough.
Sure.
Finally, that Muslim woman throwing that word fascism around, people don't even know what it means. They think it's racism or hate or something. It is a government that controls the means of production while not owning it.
Okay, if you want to know exactly how fascism works, go to any Muslim country who practices full Sharia. Like go to Saudi Arabia, go to Afghanistan, go to Indonesia. Then you will learn exactly what fascism is all about.
Okay.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Fred, you're on the air.
You can defeat Islam and Allah and the Quran by studying their history that's been unearthed over the last 100 years. It's all false. So what they're learning is all false and goes against everybody in the world except them, and they think it's true, but it's proven through jsmithislam.com or org. You can see it through Fander Films, and for people like...
Tell you what, I'm going to have you some comment here. We're short on time for it.
Brother Jay Smith, he's from England. He did a great job, and I'm glad our dear brother Brad is mentioning him. People can go online and listen to his teaching, and there's plenty of truths he's presenting to expose the lies of the Muslim in the West.
Thank you, Fred. Johnny is next. You're on the air, Johnny.
I'm not easy to be rattled by anything, but I listen at this lady talk, this Linda lady, whoever she is. I really would like to have a word with her because the words that she have is definitely a disaster for us to even hear her speak that way. She needs to go back to whatever country she came from, and whatever God she believes in definitely is not Jesus Christ. And as far as Allah and Muhammad is nothing but dust.
Well, she was born here in New York, so she is an American, and I don't think she's going to leave. She's not going to go anywhere, but we maybe need to pray for her. I know how much she round you up, but hey, she is loved by Christ. He died on the cross for her sin as much as he died on the cross for yours and my sins. So let's continue to love the Muslim people because she is a victim of Islam herself.
Thank you, Johnny. PJ is next. You're on the air. Hello, PJ.
Yes. Okay. I just have one, like, quick little question. Okay. And I've been listening to talk, and every now and then I'll come on and listen. And I was just curious, do you guys actually believe that God has our back, though, right? because there's a lot going on in the world.
It's not so much that God has our back, but we do say that God is sovereign. God is in complete control, PJ. We firmly believe that.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it's like, it's almost sometimes like you're talking like we're supposed to be panicking and there's supposed to be something we're supposed
we're not telling you to panic, but we are giving a warning today. We're giving a warning as to what Islam really believes and teaches.
Okay. But could you also make sure that you're telling the people, though, that we do have a sovereign God?
Amen.
And he watches out for us every single moment of every day.
We do.
And he did give us a thing before he went to heaven. He said, we are supposed to go out to the uttermost parts and deliver the gospel.
Yeah, did you,
okay?
PJ, but you just missed it. We just said that to the last caller.
Right, I heard that.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Tom in Port Wing. You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if you could repeat the numbers earlier in the program in reference to the Democrat Party, either how many delegates or how many representatives or people they have currently running in 2020.
They did say that their hope was to have at least 100 Muslim delegates, that's to the convention by the year 2020, but the moderator said, I'm pleased to announce that we have over 200 Muslim delegates. I don't have the exact number running for office, but you some I know that there are many.
Absolutely, and they will continue to grow. If they are celebrating 200 2020, 2024, trust me, there will be the 400 or 500.
Thank you for the call. Gary in Ironwood, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Usama, Jim. Finally can talk to you in person. I wrote to you a long time ago about the Democratic Party using the Muslims, you know, pretty much as an army. And you said, well, the Democrats are useful idiots, and it's going to turn around on them. But thanks for your comments today.
Sure, brother.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gary, for your call. We're down to less than a minute. And, you know, to our earlier caller, yes, God is in control. God is sovereign. So this is not to, give a message of panic saying, oh, no, this world's out of control. Our trust is in God.
So, Brother Jim, I believe the Lord have brought me to this country simply to stand on the wall and shout, enemy, enemy. I'm not saying for me to tell the American people we have a problem, which is worse than a cancer spread all over America. It's called Islam. That means we're neglecting that God is powerful and God can do everything he can. But also the Bible teaches to be wise, that we don't see the enemy coming and we just, hey, God's in charge, Brother Jim. We just take it easy. Let's have lunch. Let's have dinner. We'll move on with our life. But we cannot do that. We have to speak the truth in love about how evil Islam is and how much we need to be very careful from having these people to run for office, especially when we know they're telling us in the Holy Land Foundation trial in this document that they will elect Muslim with the same mind for the hope that someday they have enough people to change the laws, the Constitution of America, to be Sharia, Islamic law. Should we wait until that happens and then we say we wish we talked about it? We cannot do that.
Usama Daktak, our guest, thank you for being with us today. And folks, you can check out his website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.